Let's see, we left off Simon Kufei Sif Beis. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara that we had on the first daf in Perikol HaBasar, that Basar B'chalav Derais is only because there are Bishul, and Bishul is only Kli Rishon, and Kli Shein is Einem Avashal. And this appears in the Gemara in Masecha Shabbos in Perikira, the third parak with respect to the Malacha of Bishul B'Shabbos, that Bishul is only be Kli Rishon, Kli Shein is Einem Avashal. And it appears in Maseches Pesachim, and you get to the lava of Altech Men and the Basha Mavushal Bamayim. Basha Mavushal is only if it's a Bishul Betoldas Ha'esh, either Be'esh or Betoldas Ha'esh. Bishul Bechama doesn't count as Bishul, and even Bishul Betoldas Ha'esh, Be'esh Betoldas Ha'esh is only Kli Rishon. Kli Sheni is Einim Elash. So there was a Machlekes, Tosfos and the Ramban, does this carry over to Blias? So Tosfos' opinion was, whenever there's no Bishul, so the it's not mavli or maflit, it doesn't answer either. And the Ramban said, Ramban quoted by the Rashban, the Torah Sabai, said, it doesn't make any sense. If the din is that kovash ases in maliach ases, so you see that you can have a bliya. Shalot boifin shal bishul. So what does it bother me if klisheni is any mavashal, al pi din is a mavashal, so what? But we know that bliyas, that on that derech bishul also ases. That's exactly Shmuel's memory. So we had in the Gemara that Kovish Kemavush Omalech Kereser. So apparently Tosfos thinks, Apella, we don't understand, that Tosfos apparently thinks that a Blias Chamin, true a Blias Sinan does ask, but a Blias Chamin only asks if it's Derech Bishul. We don't understand why we had a possible mocker for the Tosfos. The Gemara had the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel Amsochim, whether he Loi Gover or Tatoi Gover, so the crazy placing, that's Rabbi Yonis and Abishitz, was quoted as asking the Kasha. The Ramban has a problem. You never have a machlokes and metzias. Why don't you just experiment? And you find out, the Ramban quotes the Yerushalmi and Chala, that it doesn't make sense to have a machlokes and metzias. Yerushalmi says, how can you have a machlokes and metzias? Whether Oiris is bole dechimutz or not bole dechimutz. If it's bole dechimutz, then it's one of the mini doga, and it's chayv and chala, and it's good for matzah, and you say, amoitzi. And we don't accept Rabdechim and Nuri. We say it's bole desircha, and it's not bole dechimutz. Yerushalmi Chalias, why didn't they experiment? How can have a machlekes on something that you can ascertain? So Yerushalmi says they experimented and they tasted it and they looked at it, and that was the machlekes. Where do you draw the line? What's considered? Is this considered sirchon or is this considered chimut? So that's what the place he asks over here. How does it make sense to have a machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, whether loy gover tatoy gover? Why don't they experiment and find out whether it's nice and tam? It's a pella. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe it certainly is nice and tam, but the premise of the sugya is what Tosfos assume, that a bliya bechamin, if it's not derech bishul, does nasa. It's a pella, we don't understand why. So that's the way the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Kuf Hei Siv Beis. Yesh omim, that cliche, since it's enem avashol, gam ken enem afalit velo mavliya. Yesh omim, the Ramban disagrees that it doesn't make sense, mekom mekom afalit mavliya. So Roy Lochish Lizar Bidova Lachatchila should be Machma like the Ramban and like the Rashba. Avol B'diavad Muta Below Kli B'Badochav Yam B'diavad we pass kind of like Tosfos. That's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. So here there's a Shaila. What's the definition of Kli? Then when there was a Machlek is by Iri, where Iri is Mavashal, not Mavashal. Iri is Mavflit and Mavliya. Fine. That was the long Shach Sukkot Nehei that we looked at. The Rashah quotes Machlokes Rabin Tam in the Rashba. The Tosfos quotes in Zvachim and in Perikira and different Mesichtis. Tosfos quotes that Machlokes. So then it says Kot Neches, the Shach quotes an issue that was raised by the Marshal. The Marshal and the Ramah were, I think they were cousins. They used to correspond. They lived in the same generation. So the Marshal, every so often, they disagreed with each other. So this was also a machlek zemarshal and the Ramah. The Ramah holds that klisheni is ainu mavashel, and therefore klisheni ainu mafle the mavliya does normally apply to liquids. If I pour the liquid into klisheni and it sits there for a while, then I say defanas mekaros. He quotes the Tosfos on Perikira, explains why do you say klisheni ainu mavashel, but it's burning hot. So why is it ainu mavashel? So Tosfos says because the defanas mekaros. So the Marshal argues that Tfanis Mekaros only makes sense by a liquid where the particles are moving around all the time. But if you take a steak and you put it on a plate, so the Tfanis Mekaros, the cold plate, is going to cool off the bottom layer of the steak. But it's not going to cool off the top layer of the steak. The top layer of the steak is just exposed to the air. But it's not touching a doifen that's Mekara anything. The particles in the solid are not moving around. They're sitting still. So that's the taina of the Marshal against the Ramah. The Ramah writes, the Shach documents it, the Ramah writes it, and the Darkei Moshe, and the Torah Chatos, and the Hagos on the Yeridei, quite writes it a few times. That Klisheni Einim Avashal even applies to Dova Gush, and the Marshal taina said it doesn't make any sense. So we're really Machma on that. We're Machma like the Marshal, that there's no din of Klisheni on a Dova Gush. The argument is very strong. Yeah. Then we had Siv Dalad. If you have a tzli, if you broil two pieces of meat, one next to the other, a nevela next to a kshera, so the tzli does nasa kedei kulo, because there is no roitev. If you do bishul, then the bishul is mevalbala tam kedei kulo. If you're doing tzli, so the tzli only gives a bli a little bit. How much? The Tosfos writes, they're not sure. This is right, they're not sure whether they klipa, they netila. So on Shulchan Aruch we're machmer, like the Rosh is compromised. But by Sliya we ask it kedei netila, which is slightly more than klipa. And by Malicha you only ask it kedei klipa, you don't ask it kedei netila. So then the Gemara says, by Medvar Mamurim, we had this Gemara. When you have this rule that Sli does not ask it kedei kulo, that's only if it's a Dova Kochush. But if it's a Dova Shomein, then we are choshesh that it goes kedei kulo. That's the Gemara on Tzadik Zayin Omen Aleph. Yeah. After we finish the Bechina, again, tomorrow morning the Bechina is going to be 10 o'clock across the street in the Beis Medrash on the third floor, because this room I think is used by other people. They have other classes here in the morning. And then on Monday afternoon, we'll have the regular shiur back over here. On Tuesday afternoon, I'm scheduled to give a shiur for the smicha students between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock on Yerusha. I don't know exactly what room, what location that's going to be. So I guess I'll have to give the shiur early. So maybe I'll give the shiur, I don't know, what time is a good time? 11:30 on Tuesday morning, 11:30. Maybe also on the other base medrash across the street. The other base medrash is not used. It's empty. I think we'll find an empty room easier over there on the third floor than over here. I think all the rooms are used over here. Okay. So after the Bechina, I want to start chazaring. We learned much of this Gemara. I want to learn the Chulin from Tzadik Vav Amid Beis, from the Mishnah Tzadik Vav Amid Beis, to the Mishnah Kuf Amid Beis, with some selected Tosfos, not all the Tosfos. If you want to write it down, I want to do on the first daf on Tzadik Zayin Amid Aleph, I want to do the Tosfos Divrei Maaschal Shaini, Divrei Maaschal Hahu Kochush, Dima Maschal Samchinon, Dima Maschal Omar Rove. Then I want to do the Tosfos in Bava Mitzia, Nun Gimel Amar Aleph, Dima Maschal Ba'ole, and Rabbi Kiveger over there. We already discussed much of it. There's also going to be Chazar. Everything in Basel Mechol Taruv is interrelated. So everything is going to be Chazar. Okay. Not going to Chazar forever, though. As soon as we Chazar enough, we'll move on to another part of the Yeridei. Okay. So the Gemara says on Tzadik Zayin Amar Aleph, that the tzli doesn't ask a kedei kulo like bishul. Bishul, you have a right of his mevalbal. So Tosfos writes, they're not sure. Tosfos writes on tzadik vavam beis al shemagir legid. They're not sure how far tzli goes. Whether kedei klipa, kedei netilo. So in Shulchan Aruch, when machma like the rush that by tzli it goes kedei netilo, and by malicha it only goes kedei klipa. So then the Gemara says on the top line on tzadik zayinim and shiny chaylev dimefafeya. For a little bit, if you have two pieces of meat, one is chaylev and one is basar. So the chela is mefafea, pes kedei netila, goes kedei kulo. What happens if the iser is a double kalisa, is a piece of nevela, all dried out piece of nevela, that doesn't have any shamnunis? It's really not mefafea. But the heter is a davar shamin. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes a whole discussion from the Rishonim that that's called pitum. If the heter is a davar shamin and the iser is a davar kochush, so the heter is mefatein. It gives the status of davar shamin to the iser, and then I assume the iser will be mefafeya kedei kulo. So this is two steps. I say a davar shamin is mefafeya kedei kulo, and even if the iser is not a davar shamin, the heter is a davar shamin. So the heter is mefateim, the iser, and then the iser now has the koyach to go kedei kulam. And then there's a question in Shulchan Aruch. This is accepted v'negeh to tzli. That's in sifim dalet, sif dalet, sifay. What would you say by maliach? If you have maliach kiroseach, so what if the maliach is a davar shamin? Would you say also that it goes kedei kulam? Maliach is only kereseach, and we assume that it's not as much as kedei netila. It's only kedei klipa. Would you say also that by maliach, if the iser is a davar shamein, that it's mefafeh kedei kulo? So the Birag Ra quotes in Sivkot and Samach Bey, he says that's a big machlokes of Rishonim, whether davar shamein goes kedei kulo by maliach. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins lechumer that it does go. He writes, the Ramo writes there, that's the first line in the Ramo and Sif test. Yisham, they called Malicha, Eina Seres Rakid Eklipa. Malicha never asks more than Eklipa. What does it mean, never asks? What's the word never? Afida Bedova Shami. It doesn't go Kedei Kula. The Vort and the Gemara, the top line on Sadek Zayin and Aleph, the Shani Chalev, the Mefafeh, that's only by Tzli and not by Malicha. So that's what he writes in Samach Beis, the Biogra. Afida Bedova Shami. Who does Rav Yah? Who does Rav Yah? The Das Ramban. Das. Again, Vudas Rav Yov, Vudas Ramban, Mechen Kosov HaRob, Berek HaBayin is Shoyin. And then the others disagree. The others hold that we are Machman, that even Tzli, even Malicha also goes Kedei Kulo if it's a Dovah Shomim. And then we're Machman also by Pitum. If the Iser is a Dovah Kochush, but the Heter is a Dovah Shomim, so we assume that the Dovah Shomim is Mefatein, the Iser. Now the Iser has the properties of a Dovah Shomim. And even though it's only Aydei Malicha, it'll also Asik Kedei Kulo. Yeah. Whenever you say Asik Kedei Kulo, it means you have to have Shishim and the Heter against it. It's going to be Mispashit all over. So if you have Shishim, then it'll be Mutter. Once you have Shishim, do you have to, so everything is Mutter. So do you have to Asa the Kedei Klipa, Kedei Natila that's touching it? So the Pashta says it doesn't make sense. Why should you Asik Kedei Klipa, Kedei Natila? Unless it's, let's say, by Malicha. By Malicha, it's a machlekes whether Dovah Shamin goes past Kedei Klipa. We pass, and Malicha only asks Kedei Klipa. What if it's a Dovah Shamin? So then the Bir Agro quotes it's a machlekes. Whereas again, that's the Bir Agro on Samach Beis. So if it's a machlekes, whether it goes Kedei Kula or not, so you should go look, and we're not so sure how we pass it over here. So the first Kedei Klipa, you should ask that maybe those who are showing them are right, that the Malicha never asks more than Kedei Klipa. So the rest of the piece of meat is not going to be Mitzdarev. To be mevatel b'shishim, so you should ask for the first kedei klipa, and then you should require shishim and the rest. If you don't have shishim and the rest, you got to ask for the whole chaticha. By tzli, it's a beferish gemara, and the top line on Sadek Zayin and Aleph. Whenever the Issa is a davar shamein, everybody agrees that it goes kedei kulo. So it doesn't make sense to be machmer. You have the Issa is a davar shamein, and then you're going to say it goes kedei kulo, and you still ask for kedei klipa. Well, you still ask for the first kedei nitila. Why should you ask the first kedei nitila? The Gemara said b'feish. Mendin and the Gemara goes kedei kulo. So batal b'shishim said there's no problem. It's, in Shulchan Aruch they quote this chumra that even when you have shishim by tzli, you should still ask the first kedei klip. This is a pellet. It doesn't make sense, huh?
Even by
sleep. So the Ramo says the meaning is that we ask it, even though it doesn't make any sense. So the Shach quotes Achronim and say Aksel b'chay shachaylo. What are you doing that for? What are you asking the first kedei netila for? The Ramo has a chumra that ain or a biki and ben kochush l'shamein. So even if the yisur is a dova kochush, and strictly speaking, it only asks kedei netila, since we're not such biki and to know the difference between a dova kochush and dova shamein. So you have to ask a kedei kulo, but Medina de Gemara, it's a davar kachush. Ali b'demis, it's only davar kachush, so should only ask a kedei netila, the first kedei netila. So you shouldn't say if you have shishim and the whole chaticha, everything will be mutar, including the first kedei netiva. No, midina di gemara, only the kedei netiva is also. So the rest is not mitzar. But if it's a real dava shaman, it's mamish a dava shaman, a piece of shmalzi chela. So then it goes kedei kula. So it's a pella. Why there should be such a minig? Maybe should be maybe we should label it as a minig shtus. So the Rambam quotes it that he doesn't hold like sil b'chayshah chayvach. He doesn't hold like that. Yeah, that's the Shach and Tezvav. Simen Kuf Hei, Simen Kuf and Tezvav. He quotes. By Dov Shomein, if the thing is really, if the Yisr is really a Dov Shomein, Yofikos of Ma'ari, Hamach Mach Havik, Haksil Bachosh Acholach, Ad Kan Devorah. The time is that it doesn't make sense to have such a minig. The Asa Kedein Etilom, even though the thing is a Dov Shomein and everything is Mitzar Kedein Mevatel B'Shishma. Unless you say, Ein, we say in the reverse, Ein on a Bikim. We're not so sure that the Dov Shomein is Dov Shomein. Usually say the reverse, Ein on a Bikim, Ekochish L'Shomein, so we treat a Dov Kochish as if it's a Dov Shomein L'Hachman. I'm going to say in the reverse. We're not so bucky that the Dov Shomein is a Dov Shomein, so maybe it's really a Dov Kochush. So you have to ask it, could they, the first Kedei Netilom. So that's the minig, we're machmer. By Malicha makes more sense, because it's a Machlekes HaRishonim. So by Tzli also, since Ein on a Bikim. So we ask the first Kedei Netilom, and then you require Shishim and the rest. So that's in Sifei, okay. Sifei you have by Tzli, and then you have later in the Sim, and you have it by Moliach Kiraseach. Later in the Sim, in Siftes. You have everything repeated. It's Dov Shomein, we're machmer like those who Rishonim Asas Kedei Kuloi. And even though it's not a Dov Shomein, any in a Bikim. Okay. So here, Rabbi Kiveger on Sifei has an interesting comment. Rabbi Kiveger on Simen Kufei Sifei. He writes, B'pi Chodesh Kosad, if the Dov Shomein, the Iser, the Chelev, have a big steak that's broiling on a broiler, and a little bit of chela fell, or was touching, a little bit of chela was sitting on one end of this steak. So if it's nofel, l'makom yodua, so then you have to measure, you have to see to it that you have shishim kenega the whole thing, because it's a shtov shamed, it's mafafeh kedei kuloi, and even though you have shishim, you still are machmer that chodav sheesh lo pipua. Mechaber writes the last two lines in the Mechaber Sifei. Chol davar sheyesh lo pipua, davar shomein shenofel l'makom yadua me'achaticha, have this kosher steak, and the chelev fell on one location, you have to have shishim keneged kulo, because chelev is mefafea, shayna chelev is mefafea, it goes kedei kulo, that's the top line on Tzarek Zayin Amar Aleph. So Mechaber says, aval pi sheyesh mechaticha shishim levat le'isim, still tzorach netilas makom. The Mechaber has his chumah. Usually this is a chumah that would fit in for the Ramah. So here the Mechaber quotes this chumah, and that's what the Shach quotes. The Mahari, Rabbi Yisrael Islam, says, "Haksil b'chay shachaylech." What is it being machmer over here? Okay, the Mechaber quotes that chumah. So here Rabbi Kivega quotes the Pri Chodesh. Davke l'makom yodua. Only if you know where it fell. What if you don't know where the chela fell? Avaloi yadinan hechi nafal loy machmerina lahatzach kidei netilas makom l'chol achaticha. What are you going to aser? You're going to remove kedei netilah from the whole chaticha because you don't know whether it fell here, there, or the other place. That doesn't make any sense. Why? Kevin yesh, since it's a davar shamein and mikra, then you have shishim, so it's muta medina the gemara. The whole thing is a chumra that you aser kedei netilah, and the chumra doesn't really make any sense. It's the taina hakshil b'chay shacholech medina the gemara goes kedei kulo. It's only a chumra, so you're going to go with your chumra. You're going to remove. Since you don't know where the chela fell, you forgot where the chela fell on the chaticha, so you're going to cut off a kedei netilah from the whole chaticha. So that's too much. You're not mechuyev to miachum. So a netilah is only a chumer. Avol, the Pri Chodesh writes, what if the chela fell on a dova kochush? The hanetilah is medina de gemara. The only thing is, ain't all a bikim. We don't know the difference between a kochush and a shaman, so we would require shishim. Maybe it was a davar shomein, maybe it's mafafek, they could have, I mean, Dina the Gemara, you really didn't need shishim, you just have to ask a kedei netilah. Then he says, we would require kedei netilah on the whole chaticha. That's what the Pri Chodesh writes. Aval bekochush, but if it's a davar kochush and isa that fell on the hanatila, midina the gemara, so shita kedei natila b'cholach haticha ayin shom. That's what the pichadish writes. So Rabbi Kibega disagrees. V'nira li, af bekochush, im yodua shaloi noga, ela b'malkam echod. If I know that the isa kochush touched one spot on this steak, and I don't know which spot it touched, I don't know whether here, there. I don't know whether you take whether I should ask the Medina Digmar, Kadena Tila here, Kadena Tila there, Kadena Tila here, Kadena Tila there. So he says, that's a Tarubas of Yavish B'Yavish, which is Batal Chad B'Trei. V'lo Yadina Mekom Hanatila. So the din is that it's Batal B'Rov Hanatilas Acheres. This is considered like a Tarubas of Yavish B'Yavish. Tarubas Yavish B'Yavish, that the din is later. Where's the din of Tarubas Yavish B'Yavish? Kuf Tes. Kuftes. The title of the din is Yavish B'Yavish and Isara. So if you have a Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish, the din is that it's Chad B'Trei is bottle. Chad B'Trei is bottle. If it's Min B'Mina. If it's Min B'Shein Amina Min Atur, it's also bottle Chad B'Trei. But you need Shishim Midrabbanon, that's a Gzeil. We'll have to get to that. But Min Atur Chad B'Trei bottle. What does it mean Chad B'Trei bottle? It does mean you have to have twice as much Heter. That's a discussion that the Noisei Kelim have on the side. There's a Maharshua and Psochim who raise that possibility. Maybe Chad B'Trei means you have to have Kefal in the Heter against the Issa. So if you have one tray for salami got mixed in with two kosher salamis, that'll be Chad B'Trei bottle. What if two tray for salamis got mixed in with three kosher salamis? So you say that's not yet Chad B'Trei. You have to have two tray for salamis, have to fall into four kosher salamis. So you have twice as much Heter as you have Issa. Is that what it means, Chad B'Trei? Well, Chad B'Trei just means a little bit more. If you have 49 treifas salamis got mixed in with 51 kosher salamis, that's also Chad B'Trei bottle. If this, you didn't need 51 either. 49 treifas salamis got mixed in with 50 kosher salamis. So as long as there's slightly more heter than there is iser, so that's called Chad B'Trei bottle. So most of the poskim hold like that. Some hold that midirabbanan you need kefal. Well, where is dindirabbanan? Where does it say in the Gemara anyway? What they invented in thin air, dindirabbanan. So there's a din that the Yavish B'Yavish Chad B'Trei bottle. If you look at the salamis, it says on their label, this salami is not kosher. And this salami says that this salami is kosher. That's not called a tarubis. You don't just close your eyes and say, I don't know which one is the treifa. Whenever it's nikar ha'isa, it's not called a tarubis. The definition of the tarubis is rav heta miut iser, and the iser is not nikar. What if you have to put on your glasses in order to read the label? He does work all day long without his glasses. He needs his reading glasses. So it's not Nikar Ha'isa. He's not wearing his glasses. It's not Nikar Ha'isa. No, the answer, if it's not so difficult to put on your glasses and read what it says on the label, so that's called Nikar Ha'isa. Whenever it's Nikar Ha'isa, there's no Tarubis. So here Rabbi Kivega is talking about a situation. If it's not too difficult to use a chemical experiment, then it's called Nikar Ha'isa. Yes, then it is called Nikar Ha'isa. Whenever it's not too difficult to ascertain, then it's called Nikar Ha'isa. When it's Nikar Ha'isa, there's no Tarubis. When there's no Tarubis, there's no Dina Bittah. So the ABC has to be Roiv Het, the Miyus Yisr, and the Yisr is Eina Nikar. And it's too difficult to be Mevar, which it is. Too difficult to be Makirit. So Rabbi Kivega writes over here, what's the definition of Yavish B'Yavish? I have three separate salamis. And I removed all the labels, and I plan to cut this salami for the non-Jewish workers that I have on Achorit to buy them glad kosher food. I give them lunch; they work for me. That's not schor b'macholas asuras. I'm buying treifa salami to feed to my cat. I don't know if cats eat salami. Feed to the dog. I'm buying non-kosher salami to feed to the non-Jewish workers who work for me. That's not an avera. I'm not schor b'macholas asuras means I buy it wholesale and I sell it retail. So I'm making profit on it. I'm not making any profit. I hire workers and I promise them part of their salary is I give them so much money a week and I give them salami sandwiches for lunch. I give them lunch. But that's not an isis chayr. You're allowed to do that. So I bought one tray for salami and I bought two kosher salamis and I removed the labels from everything and now I forgot already which is which. And that's a tarubis of Yavish B'Yavish Chad B'Trei. So the din is strictly speaking that it's muta. Yeah. In order to be considered a tarubis, they have to be near each other. Like over here, all the salamis have to be touching each other. What if they're not touching each other? What if one salami is in one kitchen, the other salami is in second kitchen, the third salami is in a third kitchen? Now I forgot which is which. Rav Soloveitchik used to give his mashal. They had a tarubis of Yavish, they shechted three behemoths, and one of them was in the veil and two were kosher. One they sent to Alaska, and one they sent to South Africa, and one is in Idaho. So the three different parts of the world, three different continents, let's say. It's still a tarubis of Yavish. It doesn't have to be near each other. It doesn't have to be within Shivim Amma Vishirayim. There's no shir how close it has to be. That's called a tarubis of Yavish B'Yavish. It's a tarubis of Sofik. So Rabbi Kadega writes over here, what if you have one steak and the chalev kochush, the use of kochush fell either here, 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 here. I don't know which part of the steak it fell on. So on one location in the steak, you have to cut off kadei netila. I don't know which location. But it's all one big steak, but the four different locations on the steak. So he said, that's also called a tarubis of Yavish B'Yavish. It's one piece of meat. But it's also, I don't know whether this location needs Kedei Netila, this location, or this location. If I don't know which place needs Kedei Netila, those haste also, that's also called the Tarubas of Yavish B'Yavish. You can't juggle them together. It's one big stake. Wherever it is, it's attached. It's going to remain in its location. But still, it's a Tarubas of Sofik. It's not a Tarubas of Lila. That's what the Shach gives you the definition. What's the definition of Tarubas of Lach Balach? Whenever there's a blila, whenever everything is blending in together, kemach b'kemach is considered a tarubis of lach b'lach, and yavish b'yavish means a tarubis of sofik. So the din is, whenever you have a tarubis of sofik, it's batel chad b'trin. And later on in Hilchos Sefer Torah, the third chelik yeridah, you have the pischei tshuvas in Reish Ayin Tes, quotes the discussion for Nachrenim. In the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, they found a mistake in the Sefer Torah. There's an aleph instead of an ayin. So they had to put it away. Usually put the gartla on the outside. Whenever the gartla is on the outside, simon, that is possible. That's what the snagim always say. The one who wears the gartla on the outside, simon, that is possible. That's what we usually do. We put the gartla on the outside, we should have known. So they made a mistake. They put the gartla on the inside. So, but we remember, it's the Sefer Torah with the red mentaler. That's the one that has the psul, and the others are kosher. Then half a year goes by, and we didn't fix it, and then we forgot which one is the psul of Sefer Torah. Because they borrowed this to a different minion, everything got all lost, everything got all mixed up, we don't know which, so there are three Sifrei Torah, there are three or more Sifrei Torah, we know that one of them has a psul, we do, and we're looking, we can't find the psul. So the Achrenim discussed, maybe I should say that it's a Tarubis of Yavish, B'Yavish, and it should be Bapu. So, what mean Tarubis Yavish? But it's Nikar Ho'isa. I remember we found an Aleph instead of an Ayin, or an Ayin instead of an Aleph. Mamash, it was a mistake. We keep on looking, we keep on checking, we can't find it. So some Achranim say that that's called not nikar. And then the Pischei Tshuva says, what kind of not nikar? I remember there was an aleph instead of an ayin, so it is nikar. Someone is lazy over here. That's not called a Torah. That's a big machlekes Achranim. What if it's very difficult? What if you have a Rav Heter and a Miut Iser, and it's very difficult to find it is Efsher Lahakiro, it is Nikr, but it's very difficult to ascertain, to find it. Let's say, the Or HaShulchan talks about that, in the Simon about bugs. There's a Simon about bugs somewhere in the Pace. So the...
Pei Dalet
is Taloim, okay.
I think so.
Probably in Pei Dalet. So there's an Or HaShulchan there, he says that it's not right that the people don't check... if you have a Miyot HaMotzui, that you have bugs in different climates, different parts of the world, so sometimes you have to check the flour to make sure that there are no bugs. And everything, so they say, because the climate is so much warmer than in America, whatever the reasons are, so they say it's a Miyot HaMotzui that you're going to find bugs in the flour. In America, usually we assume you don't have to check flour. You hardly ever find bugs. But in other countries, well, you do have to. So in Europe, there were locations where they felt that it's a Miyot HaMotzui, you're mechuyev to check. Even if you have a Miyot HaMotzui, mechuyev to check. That's the Ramban in the beginning of Chulin has that. The Ramban has it both in the Melchamas, on the bottom of the Rif, as well as in the Chidush HaRamam, practically word for word. There's only one slight difference between the two. Ramban develops this idea. The Gemara has a klal there. Someone comes and shechts a behemah and he walks away. And I don't know if he knows Hilchos Shechita. He didn't shoot it. He didn't cut off the leg. He cut it by the neck. To the best of my knowledge, it looks like he did a good job. I don't know who in the world he is. He was wearing a yarmulke. Okay. He said a bracha. He looked like he's a religious Jew. I don't know if he knows Hilchos Shechita. So the Gemara says, if someone came and he shechts a behemah or a chicken and he walks away, you don't know who he is. So we assume that Rav Mitzui made a Shechita Mumch Mehen. What if he's still here? What if he's still here? So there's a machlokes in the Rishonim. If he's still the Fanein, he didn't disappear. Do you require lachatchila someone should test him to see if he knows hilchas shechita? You can't just ask him, do you know hilchas shechita? He says, me? I teach hilchas shechita. So you can't just ask him, do you know hilchas shechita? He'll say, yeah. That's what the Beis Halevi says. Maybe in any Adesh, any Adesh. May not even know that he does know hilchas shechita. So do you have to give him a test? Do you have to have someone who knows hilchas shechita test him to see if he knows hilchas shechita? In other words, lachatchila shouldn't rely on the roiv, but he say no, a roiv is a roiv, so why not rely lachatchila on the roiv? So what's taka the din? Whenever you have a roiv, is there a requirement that lachatchila you have to test, to check it out, to ascertain for sure? Roiv is only b'leis b'reira, if you can't ascertain for sure, or he say no, you can rely lachatchila on the roiv. So there's a Gemara in Psochim in the first parish, where the Gemara says in Psochim, what's the din if you rent an apartment from somebody else on Erev Pesach in the daytime? A guy comes into the hotel, he flies into Yerushalayim, whatever, and he's going to stay in the hotel, and he comes on Erev Pesach in the daytime. So since if there would have been Mesiras HaMaftech, if the owner of the hotel would have rented the room and given the key to this tenant before Leil Yudalid, then the Mishnah says, Orla Barsa Bodkim Sachamis Leora Ner, the first Mishnah Psochim. So if there was Mesiras HaMaftech to the tenant before Orla Barsar, before Shkia of Leil Bedikas Chamis, then the tenant is Mechiv to be Bodkim. What if the Mesiras HaMaftech was on Tezvav, on Yudalid in the morning? So the obligation to check was Chal on the owner of the house. And we assume that, so Gemara asks Ashayla, do you have the right to assume that it's a Ruba Dalesa Kamana Chazoka, that since the owner of the apartment is a religious Jew, he followed the din that it says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that since there was yet no Mesiras HaMafteach, so it's his responsibility to be by the Chometz? But he say no, that you have no right to assume there is no such Roiv. So Gemara is not sure, is there such a Roiv or is there not such a Roiv? That the religious landlord probably was by the Chometz at night. So the Gemara says, L'may nafkemina, whether there is a rabbi is not another rabbi. The shaylai, ask him, what's so difficult? Ask him if he was by the Chometz. Gemara says, L'tzricha, d'leisa kamon de l'shaylai. That's how the Gemara says in the beginning of the first paragraph, d'avoba, so. The nafkemina, the shaylai is, the landlord rented the apartment, and then he disappeared, and then he's not around to ask him whether, and he has no cell phone, we don't know how to get in touch with him. Do you have the right to assume that there is such a rabbi? Do you not have the right to assume that there is such a rabbi? So what did the Gemara say? L'may nafkemina, whether there is such a rav or not. L'may nafkemina, l'shayli, why don't you ask him, what do you mean? That's nafkemina. Do you have to, it's embarrassing to ask him, did you live up to your religious obligation? Were you by the chametz last night? The guy with a long beard and payas, I don't want to ask him, I'm going to hurt his feelings. So if you hold that there's a ruba d'leisa kamon, that the stammer religious people were by the chametz, so you don't have to ask him. So you see from the Gemara, not so, that even though there's a rav, Gemara says, what's a nafkemina, whether there is a rav or there's not a rav? That he was by the Chometz, l'shayla, ask him anyway. So you see, Flimar, despite the fact that there is a roiv that ascertains that he was by the Chometz, if he's l'faneinu, you have to ask him. So is that taka always the case? Whenever there's a roiv, you always have to check. Life would be impossible. How do you ever eat any meat? There are 70 different treifers. You ever there? There's 70 treifers, how many different treifers? When you shech the behemah, who goes to check? It'll take forever. Who goes to check all the treifers? On every kishka, on every lung, on every part of the body, the brain, you go check everything. You don't check. So you see, rely on the roiv, even though it's possible, even though it's epshel libdak, we do rely on the roiv. So how does the rif say that if the shoychet is still a faneinu, even though there's a ruba d'leis kamon, the roben tzimetz shchita mumchimein, we have the right to assume that whoever shechts behema probably knew what he was doing, but if he's lefaneinu, we should test him to see, to be mevada. And the Gemara in Psochem also like that. Even though roiv people are boidek chometz on Leil Yudalid, but maybe he didn't, so you have to l'shaila. You should ask him to make sure that he was boidek chometz. When do you rely on the roiv? When do you not rely on the roiv? So the Ramban comes up with this distinction, and that's accepted l'alocha in Shulchan Aruch. Whenever it's a mir tamatzui, so then you're required to be boidek, not to rely on the roiv. Whenever it's a mir shena matzui, then you're not mechuyev to be boidek, you can rely on the roiv and there's no ish. The difference between the way the Ramban presents it in the Machamas, the way he presents it in the Chidushim, is practically word for word. There's one word of a difference. In one place, I forgot already which is which, in one place he writes, that when you have a miyuta matzah, you're obligated to be boidik midirabanan. And the other source, that word midirabanan is missing. So that was a whole tumul in achreinim. Some achreinim said, no, when you have a miyuta matzah, the obligation to be boidik is minatoira. Why? You have a pasuk? A din minatoira, you have to have a pasuk in chumash. Where's the pasuk? So the... Or Sameach has in the Sefer HaChumash and the Meshech Chochma, he quotes from the Mishkan Es Yankiv that there were those who insisted that whenever there's a Mir Tamatzoi, the Chayvus B'dikas Min HaTorah Lechatchila, based on the pasuk, V'shamarta Sachuka Hazos L'Moado Miyomim Yomimo. What does that pasuk mean? V'shamarta Sachuka Hazos. The Gemara has a Machlekes in Menachos in the last Perek in Erev, and another place in Gemara has a Machlekes HaTanoim. That pasuk is a little unclear in the context where it appears. In the Parsha and Tefillin, it's a little unclear whether he's referring to Chukas HaTefillin or Chukas HaPesach. So if he say refers to Chukas HaPesach or Shamartas or Chukas HaZois, you should observe the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So then you translate Miyomim Yamimo annually. Once a year, every year, you should be makor of the Korban Pesach. If he say it goes on Chukas HaTefillin, Shamartas or Chukas HaZois, Lemoado, Miyomim Yamimo daily, you should lay Tefillin once a day every day. You should keep the mitzvah of Tefillin once a day every day. So it's a machlekes satanoi. So Rav HaRishonim, the Gemara says, what's the difference? Whether it refers to tefillin, it means daily, or it refers to Korban Pesach, and it means annually. The Gemara says the difference is, if it refers to tefillin, so then we understand, Shamarta, Sochukazas, Lamadza, Miyomim, Yamima, Yomim, Velo, Leilos. Then it's a din deraisa that Laila is Lavzman tefillin. So that's a machlekes satanoi, whether Laila is Lavzman tefillin in HaTorah. And there's an Isser, whoever puts on tefillin by Laila is over an Isser. The Shamarta, Shaman Pen Vial is an Isser. Or you say no, Laila is only Lavzman tefillin with the Rabbanon, like Xerishem Yishem Bohem, Xerishem Yafiach Bohem. If he'll put on tefillin at night before he goes to sleep. So he may fall asleep with the tefillin on. People are usually tired at night. They'll fall asleep with the tefillin on. So what's so bad about that if he falls asleep with the tefillin? Gemara says people, when they're sleeping, sometimes Shema Yafiach Bohem. Maybe he'll pass gas. And that's an Isser that's not proper for the Kavod HaTefillin. That a person should be Mefiach when he has the Tefillin on. Now, what's the bottom line? You're not allowed to wear Tefillin by Laila. Either Men HaTorah Midir Rabbanu. Shaila is, what if you already went to sleep and you woke up in the morning? 3 o'clock in the morning, but that's it. You have to go to work. You have to be in the office at 4 o'clock. So are you allowed to wear Tefillin in the middle of the night or not? You woke up, so there's no more if it's only a Din Der Rabbanu. So the gzera only applies before you go to sleep, after you woke up, after all nights sleeping. So there is no gzera derabanan. But if it's a real din deraisa, learned out from the pasuk, miyamim, yamim, miyamim, v'lo leilos, then all night long you're not allowed to wear tefillin. So most of the rishonim paskan that laila, machlek satanoi, most of the rishonim paskan that laila is man tefillin, and it's only by the rabbanan, not. And if you woke up in the morning, then you can put on tefillin and say a bracha also. This is shas adchak, you can even say a bracha. And the Rambam is the Rishon who stands out. He paskens the Nikar Adin Deraisa Laila Lavzman Tefillin. He holds that that pasuk b'shamarta chukazos goes on chukas hatefillin. Most of the Rishonim say it goes on chukas hapesach. Doesn't go on chukas hatefillin at all. Moshe has a tshuva. He gave a psak under the communists that when they woke up in the morning, it was pitch black outside. It wasn't alos hashachar. And he paskened like Rav HaRishonim that they should say a bracha on the tefillin, because if you already went to sleep and you woke up, there's no more gzeir Hashem Yishim b'hem. So the Mechilta has a drasha in that pasuk that combines. The Mechilta says it goes on chukas hatefillin. Shamarta so chukas says goes on chukas hatefillin. But most of the Rishonim don't accept that. Most of the Rishonim hold it goes on chukas hapesach. It doesn't go on chukas hatefillin. And then the Mechilta understands that Shamarta is a reference to B'dikas HaTefillin, that you mechuyev to be B'dik HaTefillin from time to time. Miyamim Yamima. It doesn't, B'shamarta doesn't mean you should put on, what does it mean B'shamarta? So Pashab Shat B'ilah, B'shamarta, either you should be makar of Korban Pesach annually, once a year, every year. Shamarta, Suchuk Gozes Lamada Miyam Yamima, bring makar of Korban Pesach once a year, every year. Or you should leg tefillin, Shamarta Zechuk Azaz, leg tefillin every day, miyami mamima, every single day. And some days yes, some days no, Lemutin Shabbos and Yontav, Lazma tefillin, yamim velo leilas, and miyamim velo kol yam. So the Mechilta has a different interpretation. Shamarta mean goes on bedikas tefillin. You should be bedik the tefillin from time to time, miyami mamima. You don't have to be bodik the tefillin every day. You don't have to be bodik the tefillin every year. Every couple of years, you have to be bodik the tefillin. What do you have to be bodik the tefillin for? But I know I was already bodik the tefillin 3 years ago. 7 years ago, I was bodik the tefillin, so I know it's kosher. So you see that even though there's a chazakah, still you should be bodik to check to ascertain that it's correct. So if you see, despite the fact that I checked it 2 years ago, and I know that it's kosher, I should check again. So what then, if you have a roiv, you also shouldn't rely on the roiv. So some achrayim insisted, the Mishkan HaSeinkel quotes this idea, some achrayim insisted that the chayvas habdiko, when you have a miyot ha-matzui, when you have a miyot shein ha-matzui, so nobody says you need a chayvas habdiko. When you have a miyot ha-matzui, then there's a chayvas bediko. So the Ramban writes in one of these two versions that it's only the Rabbanon. The other one, this phrase is missing, that it's only the Rabbanon. So some achrayim wanted to say, no, there's a possibility that it's min ha-Torah. So the Meshech Chachma disagrees, and he says that there's no tushta. He makes a distinction between a mitzvah and an avera. Okay, so he has in the Meshech Chachma and that pasuk on Parshas Bo. So the question is, what's the definition of a miyot ha-matzi? How do you define a miyot ha-matzi? So the Ramban quotes a medrash. The Ramban Machamas quotes this medrash, the beginning of the first Machamas in Chulin, I think. He quotes the Medrash that Adam Rishon wasn't permitted to eat the Eitz Hadas on Erev Shabbos. Adam Rishon was created on Erev Shabbos, the sixth day of the creation, and that night was going to be Shabbos. So it was forbidden to eat the Eitz Hadas until the El Shabbos. If he would have waited till El, if the Rebbeinu Shlomo didn't tell him when, he told him not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. If he would have had patience, he would have waited till El Shabbos. The Rebbeinu Shlomo would have given him permission to eat from the Eitz Hadas. He didn't have patience. So the Medrash has an expression, Mi galo ofer me'enecho, Adam Rishon is dead and buried already. Who's going to dig you out from the grave and get the offer off of your eyes? And you look at the Jewish people, that they shech the behemah, and they're hungry for flesh. They don't run to eat the flesh right away. First they check the reyah to see if there are any sirchas, and then they eat the flesh. And the Jewish people plant trees, and when the fruits start to grow, they don't rush right away. They're eager to eat the fruit. They wait 3 years or long. They don't eat right away. And part of this, Agadah, appears in the Gemara in Beitzah, that the Jewish people wait. So the Ramban quotes this part of the Medrash. This part doesn't appear in the Gemara. Mi galo ofer me'enecho adam harishon, that you didn't have patience to wait a couple of hours, and the Eitz Hadas would have been mutter. The Jewish people are boidik the reyes before they eat the behemoth. So the Ramban poses the question, why are they only boidik the reyes? There's 70 different traders. They should take all day long, take a couple of weeks. We bodik every trade before you eat the animal. So he says the answer is that only sirchas on the rei is amir tamotzui, and all the other simoni trefes are amir chayna motzui, and there's no chayvus bedika on amir chayna motzui. Same thing, let's say, for shatnas. When do you have to be bodik for shatnas, when not? We have to ask the shatnas testers. There are certain suits that it's amir tamotzui that you'll find, or more than amir tamotzui, that you'll find shatnas. Other suits, a mere chain of matzah, one of the hundreds, a mere chain of matzah, so whatever it's a mere tamatzah, you're mukhayif to be putting. Whatever it's a mere chain of matzah, you're not mukhayif to. The same thing, which vegetables do you have to check? Which fruits do you have to check for bugs? Whenever there's an issue. That's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. It's not a halacha Moshe Mesina that you have to be putting only the sirchas, only the lungs to see if they have sirchas. The Ramban says that the sirchas on the lungs is a mere tamatzah. If you live in a community, if you live in a part of the world where there's another treifus that became a miyot ha-matzui, then you'll be mechuyev to be bodik for that also. He said in America, it became at the time that he used to give hashgachas on flesh, it became a miyot ha-matzui. They used to keep the sheep in a corral, and they had wood fences around the corral, and they had nails banged in to hold the fences together. So it was a very common occurrence that the sheep wouldn't have seichel, so they would chew on the nails and swallow the nails. The nails would go in the stomach, and then it would go in the stomach, didn't make any holes in the throat. They were able to swallow the nails. And then when it went from the stomach into the intestines, that would make a nekev in the intestines. A nekev in the intestines is also a treifus. So he says it came a certain period of time. In the springtime, it was a miyot ha-matzui by calves that they would have a nekev in the Bnei Me'ayim, because they were chewing on the nails on the fences that they had in the corrals. So he thought that's Medina the Gemara. You have to be bodik in such a situation. I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I visited once Kibbutz Chafetz Chaim, so they gave me a special tour that to show me only the things that I thought they thought I would be interested in seeing. So they showed me they have this problem there, and they showed me that they insert inside the stomach of the behemoth a magnet. So the magnet picks up all the nails. So they showed me a new magnet that was never used, nice and shiny, sparkling clean. Then they showed me a magnet that they took out of a behemoth that they already shechted. It was all black and it was all full of nails. They had picked up all the nails that the behemoth had swallowed. I don't know exactly how they put the magnet in the stomach without making the behemoth shake, I guess. Maybe they opened its mouth wide. I don't know. I don't know how they did that trick. But that's what they did to solve that problem. So the question is, what percentage is considered mi'at tamotze? What's considered?
Our Gemara by Tefillin, Gemara Menachos, Talmud Bavli, it says that Chazakah would help and you would never have to make Radin to check your Tefillin?
The Gemara draws a distinction between Tefillin and Mezuzah. The Gemara says that if you wear the Tefillin on a regular basis, means once a month, some people have traveling Tefillin. They only use those Tefillin when they travel. So sometimes they only travel in the summertime. Sometimes they travel twice a year, but they don't wear the Tefillin every month. So if you wear the Tefillin on a regular basis, once a month, every month, at least once a month, every month, you wear this pair of Tefillin. Let's say a person has Tefillin from his great-grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov, and he never wears the Tefillin. And then one day he has to wear the Tefillin. He hasn't been wearing the Tefillin in 200 years. So then he has to be Bodik the Tefillin. But if you wear Tefillin on a regular basis, then it says you're not Mukhiv to be Bodik the Tefillin at all. The Mezuzah, even though the Mezuzah is there on the door all the time, you have to be Bodik the Mezuzah twice every 7 years.
So isn't that a Taina on the Raya of the Mishkanos Yaakov? Because Ladidon, our Gemara says if you wear the Tefillin all the time, so then you can rely on the Chazakah.
Yeah, the Gemara apparently is making a distinction that Tefillin that you wear on a regular basis and you're not aware, the Tefillin are not exposed to the heat and to the cold. You always wear the Tefillin. The Tefillin are always in a Tefillin Zekel, in a Talah Zekel. It's all wrapped up. So it's usually the same temperature. And you would have known if water fell on it, it was soaking in water. If you wear it once a month, you would have noticed that it's something is soggy over there. So you know that it wasn't exposed to any extreme heat or any extreme cold, and you know that it wasn't soaking in water. So tefillin is a mi'achena matzi. So since a mi'achena matzi, you say not mukhiv to be baidik li'oilam. You have to be baidik it once to see its kosher, then you shtalach the chazaka. And the mezuzah, since it's exposed to the heat and to the cold, so therefore the mezuzah is a miut hamatzui. Miut hamatzui, you're not mechuyev to be bodik every month, every week, every day, approximately twice every 7 years.
So the Mechilta was talking about tefillin that you didn't use off.
Uh-huh. I guess so. That's a shaila bizman hazeh. What the mezuzah is exposed to the heat and to the cold. By us in the summertime, we have an air conditioner, so it's not so hot. In the wintertime, we have steam, so it's not so cold. That's why Shlomo Zalman is quoted as having said that today that the mezuzahs are dinim ketefillin. The mezuzah is not exposed to the heat and to the cold. And if there are people going into the building on a regular basis, they see that there was no marble in the building, and it wasn't soaking in water. No one threw any water on it, and there was no leak from upstairs. So the tefillin should be the same as the mezuzah. Maybe bizman hazeh, the tefillin the same as the mezuzah. Okay, sure. So that's a shaila. What's the definition of a mi'at hamotzei? So the Mishkanos Yaakov claims, based on his understanding of the Gemara in Bava Basra, that Sirchas Andereya is a mi'at hamotzei, it's 10%. Anything that's 10% or higher is considered a mi'at hamotzei, not as a chayvus bedika. Rav Soloveitchik said that when he used to give the supervision on the slaughterhouse in Boston, that he used to use all the kulas on the book plus more. He used to be very makel on Hilchas Treifas. And he says in his slaughterhouse, which was not at all glatt kosher, they had 14% Sirchas Andereya. And he used to complain that in the glatt kosher slaughterhouses that was under someone else's supervision, they had less than 10%. So how is that physically possible? I use all the coolers and it's not glatt kosher, and I have 14% at a Treifas just on Sirchas Andereya alone. And they have less than 10%, and theirs is supposed to be glatt kosher. He said, glatt treif. That is his name. Glatt treif. Okay. So that the Mishkanos Yaakov is quoted by the Darkei Tshuva, that the definition of mi'at hamotzei is 10% or higher. In Eretz Yisrael, it happens that the percentage of sirchas that you find is only 7%. So that's what Rabbi Yashiv claims, that the Miotamotzi is 7%. It's not 10%. He disagrees with the Mishnah Siyankev. He thinks that it's 7%. That's the Shaila. In other countries in the world, the percentage of Sirchis that you find when you shecht an animal is less than 7%. So the Ramban sounds like he's saying all over the world. He has a matter, all over the world it's a Miotamotzi. So if anywhere in the world you find, let's say in Buffalo, the Chassidim like to shecht buffaloes in America because they like to have glatt kosher. Buffaloes, the percentage of treifus is even lower than that. Hardly any treifus at all. So you're going to say that a tenth of a percent is a miyotamotze, because the Ramban said that's halacha l'moshe b'Sinai, that tzirchus andere is always a miyotamotze. No, that's not reasonable. Rabbi, the author of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Rabbi Neufeld said he used to give a hashgacha on Shechita in Argentina, because he used to import the meat to Eretz Yisrael when he was younger and he was energetic and he was able to run around. Now he's not that young. So he said at that time it used to be 5% of the behemoths had a sirch on the rear. So you're going to say that 5% is already called miyotamotz in the stomach? Not. You have to have some cutoff point. So that's a shayla. So Rabbi Yashiv is machmas 7%, and the Mishkan is Yankiv is quoted by the Dark Yitzhuva. He says that 10%.
This is really, these numbers are just random. They just chose. Well, what's the machlekes? How?
No, they keep records all over the world when they shecht. In the days of the Ramban in Barcelona, they kept records. How many behemoths had sirchas on the reya? So the question is, what do the records indicate? In America, all over, they keep records to see what percentage of the animals did the sheichet make nevela. If he makes too many nevelas, then we fire him. We get a different sheichet. And what percentage of the behemoths have treifas? If it's too high a percentage, we're not going to buy from that supplier. We're going to buy from a different supplier. There's something wrong. There's some kind of a disease in his farm, in his barn. So we're going to buy from a different supplier. So the records all over the world apparently were that there's a certain percentage. So Rabbi Yashiv shook everything up. For a few centuries, it was assumed, for 100 years, it was assumed, 150 years, it was assumed that 10% is called Miotamotze. That's when the Mishkan is Yankov claims. Rabbi Yashiv thinks that you have to be machmer, even if you, let's say, You have vegetables that have bugs, and it's only a 7% chance that you're going to eat a bug. It's not 10% chance, only 7% chance. So according to the Mishkan Siyank, that's called Miyachen Amatzi. So such a vegetable, you're not mechuyev to be bodik to see if it has bugs. Well, let's say you're buying a suit, and you know that there's an 8% chance that the suits that are manufactured by this maker are going to have sharpness in them. But it's only 8% chance. 92% of their suits do not have sharpness. And only 8% of the suits do have sharpness. So that's the question. Is that called the Miyot HaMotzi or the Miyot HaMotzi? So it was always assumed, like the Mishkan is Yankiv, that it has to be 10% or above. It's called Miyot HaMotzi. Unless they're not, you're not Nuchiyev to be Bodhi Givman, the Rabbanim. You have a right to rely on the Roi. And Rabbi Yashiv thinks that anything above 7% and above is called the Miyot HaMotzi.
But it's all based on the records in the time of the Ramban?
No, the Ramban quotes this medrash from the days of the Tanoim, that they were only bodik for sirchas on the reya. That was the common practice all the generations. We were only bodik for sirchas. We don't bodik for the other treifas. Unless you know that the animal fell on its head and it suffered a concussion, then you got to check the brain to see that there's no nekiv in the krum shalmoyach. Or if you know that the animal fell down a flight of stairs, so you got to check to see that there are no broken legs or no broken ribs or whatever. You got to check for other things. But in the normal circumstance, when you have a normal animal that they have no latest asov, no reyes, Ramban quotes the medrash that you only boydik for the sirchas on the reya, and he suggests the reason why, because that's a miyot hamotz and everything is miyot chen hamotz. So how do you determine what's a miyot hamotz? It's a mishkan is yankiv, and since then we all assume that it means a certain percentage of incidents that it's going to be an avera. What percentage chance is it that you're going to fall in and wear shatnas? What percentage chance is there that it's going to be a treifa? What percentage chance is there that you're going to be eating a bug? So if it's a certain percentage and above, then it's called the miyot hamotz, and below that is not. So that's the question, what was that percentage? So now everybody keeps records, so we know. So some parts of the world, the percentage of treifas, of sirchas on the reya, is above 10%. And other places in the world is below 10%. So Rabbi Yashiv thinks that since the Ramban said that Sirchas and the Rei is a Miyot HaMotze in Eretz Yisrael, it's only 7%. So he thinks that it should be 7%. That's the question. Other professors claim that until very recently, It can't be that this is what the Tanoim meant, because until very recently, no one in the world ever spoke about percentage of possibility. I'm not familiar with the history of mathematics. That's one professor of mathematics claimed, published a whole essay like that. He claimed there never was such a thing. That Rav never meant like that. What's the probability? Probability is a modern science. They never had probability. Mishkan Mizyankov talks about it. He was a modern man. He lived in the late 1800s. So they claim that the middle 1800s, they say before the days of the Mishkan Mizyankov, there was no such concept as probability. So you can't say that that's what the Tanoim were talking about. Not 7%, not 10%, not 14%. I don't know. So getting back again. So let's say you have a taruvis of yavish biyavish. So strictly speaking, taruvis yavish biyavish. If it's roiv het and miyot iser and it's not nikir, so then it's batel chad v'trei. So the pischi tshuva and simen reish ayin tes quotes this shaila from several sifrei shabbos tshuvas. They had a sefer Torah that had a psul, and then we left it in the Aron Kodesh and we didn't put the gartel on the outside, so it got mixed up with the other. Now we don't know which is which. You don't know which is the kosher sefer, which is the psul. So several achrayim talk about the fact that it's batel chad v'trei. So they raise the question, but it should be like a chaticha haruya lehiskaveh. Sefer Torah, when you're selling, let's say a guy selling sefer Torah to the other guy, so he puts a big crate full of sefer Torah and he sells it by the weight. No one sells it by the weight. He sells each sefer Torah. He sells it individually. Each one costs a fortune of money. No one sells it. So potatoes, he sells by the weight. Oranges, sometimes he sells. It depends who's selling. Oranges in the store, they sell a dozen oranges, whatever, they sell by the unit. And when the farmer sells it to the store, he sells it by the crate, he sells it by the weight, he doesn't sell it by the unit. So that's the question, is that a dovish of a minyan or not? But sefer Torah, nobody ever sells a box, a crate full. So that should be like a chatech roi l'skabish, be like a dovish of a minyan, as a chashivas. So the pischei tshuva there quotes the Acharon Maseh, chatech roi l'skabish, we learned this already, only applies only applies if it's an isa machmas atzmai. If it's an isa machmas balua, so then the balua is not really skavi, and the chaticha itself is really heter. That's because of the balua, so it's an isa machmas atzmai. So then the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, that's the long shach. He quotes the long shach in Yud Zayin. The simikufei, the shach sivkot in Yud Zayin. So he quotes that's the Mishnah Maseches Avodah Zarah. The end about Mishnah Shleimi, Besof Masechus HaBedizor, Chichu Eilei Skabish, Al Basa B'cholot, Ein HaBetela, he's quoting from the Achrayim like that. That's enough in the Mishnah. Because Basa B'cholot is an Issa Machmas Atzma. So say over here, no, when you have a Pasul of Sefer Torah, it's possible because they wrote an Ayin instead of an Aleph, so that letter is not a Ruya. That's the letter, is not a Chatech Eilei Skabish. The Sefer Torah is not Pasul. So the other Achrayim argue, what are you talking about? If you have one letter is Pasul, the whole Sefer Torah is Pasul. The whole Sefer Torah is Chasa de Kedusha. It's not like something, a balua. They argue on that point. They think it should be a chaticha v'ri l'skavi. And then the Achrayim assume that it's not nikr. So the Pischi Tshuva there quotes from the Chassam Sofer. What are you talking about? It's not nikr. You remember when you were laying a chalamoid, you found an aleph instead of an ayin. Of course it's nikr. Go read the ayin. They got everybody to look and look and look and no one can find it. That's still called nikr. So that's a shaila, is that really so? So that we started to say, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that if you live in certain countries in the world and it's a mil tamotza, that you're going to find bugs in the, either living bugs or dead bugs. Dead bugs are also us. You're going to find bugs in the flower, so then there's a din, you mechuyev to be boidik the flower. To make sure that if it's a mil tamotza, you mechuyev to be boidik. So not everybody was so meticulous about checking the flower. So the Aruch HaShulchan tries to be melamed tzchus. Why they didn't check the flour. So he says, sometimes it's such a big tircha to be baidik it, if it's easy to sift the flour and you'll be able to find easily the bugs, so that's called nikar iser. So by definition, it's not called a taruvis. But if it's very difficult, if it involves a tremendous tircha, so the Aruch HaShulchan thinks that that's called eina nikar iser. So apparently that's what these achrenim assume over here. Everybody keeps on checking and checking, all the sifrei Torah, looking every letter, aleph vayin, and they can't find it. So that's called Loi Nika. That's called Loi Nika. So the Chassam Sofer doesn't go for that. Pischi Tshuva there, Reish Ayin Tes, what the Chassam Sofer says. He thinks that that's a joke. That doesn't make any sense. He says that it is Nika. It is Nika. We remember we found a psul. So we know for sure that it's nikar. You can't find it now. The last couple of months you're looking and can't find it. That's your fault. That's called nikar huis. And others hold that it's not bottle. If it's nikar huis, it is not bottle that's been atarus. By definition, it's not called a tarubis. Definition of tarubis is when you have roiv hat and miyot iser and iser zain a nikar. Then it's a tarubis. If it's nikar, there's no tarubis. And even if you should assume that it's taka ein a nikar, like that orach hashulchan, like many of these achrenim assume, if it's so much tircha, you are matriach so much and you can't find it, so it's not called, that's called ein a nikar. So many hold it is called a chaticha ruya l'tabit, because the whole sefer Torah is puzzle. You don't just say on that one ois. The ois is not a chaticha ruya l'tabit. But the sefer Torah is a dovish of minyan, a chaticha ruya l'tabit. And the whole sefer Torah is puzzle if it's missing one letter. So the Pesach Tshuva quotes that machloike. So now, there's a tshuva in the Chasam Sofer, on the Chelek Arachayim. Here I have it by Torah, we hear about it. Several years ago, when Yeshiva was celebrating the anniversary of the 100th year of founding, Yeshiva Sabitzkona was founded in Tofresh Mem Vov. When is that? 1886. So I guess in 1986, when they were celebrating. So they put out a volume of Yevul HaYovlos. It was two Yovlos. So they put out a volume, so they had the Reitor by the Rabbonim who passed away, who used to be Magid Ashir here, and by the Rabbonim who are around now. So they have a Dvar Torah here. There used to be one of the Rabbonim in the Yeshiva, was not Rabbi Aaron Kotler, but it was some other Kotler, Rabbi Shlomo Nosson Kotler. So he published the Dvar Torah about Bitul Beroiv. So in his Dvar Torah, in the Yevul HaYovlos, he quotes a Tshuva from the Chasam Sefer, who has the following story. The Chasam Sofer said, he was the one that the Pischei Tshuva quoted, that's called Nikar HaYisr. You can't find which ayin was spelled as an aleph instead of an ayin. That's called Nikar HaYisr. Even though it's a Tircha Meruba, that's called Nikar HaYisr. What happens if you had, I know that one of the letters in the Sefer Torah, ink spilled on the letter, and you couldn't read the letter. And instead of the Sefer erasing the whole letter, he only erased enough that it should retain a tzuras ois. So that's what we declare as puzzle. That's called chok teuches. That's the Gemara Gittin. It's only good if chok ereches, chok teuches is puzzle. So if you have a Sefer Torah and you know which letter is a chok teuches, then that letter is puzzle. But that's taka not nikar. How are you going to know it looks exactly like Yavah Samach, let's say. Yavah Samach looks exactly like all the other Samachs in the Sefer Torah. But I know that this samach, ink fell in the middle, and it dried off, and it didn't have a tzuras ois of a samach, and then instead of erasing the whole samach, rewriting it, the sefer only erased the middle, erased everything on the outside, and the ink that remained constituted the samach. So that's a psul of chok teuches, and it's mamish not nikar. So if it's forgotten, which samach is the one that was the chok teuches, and now the sefer Torah is full of many samachs, from the beginning to the end, I don't know which samach is the psul. So the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva where he says that that's called the Tarubis of Yavish B'Yavish, and it's Batel Chat B'Trei, and you can learn from the Sefer Torah. He's saying the same as Rabbi Kiveger in a certain sense. That's a Dovah Pashut. This is correct. If you have, Rabbi Kiveger is talking about this Chatichoy. You have a steak, and a little bit of Chelev, Anisa Kochish, let's say, fell either here or here, or here or here, on one section of it, and you need somewhere a Kedei Netila. You don't know where you need the Kedei Netila. And there are more than three possible locations, 1, 2, 3, 4, or possibly more. So then that's also called the Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish. Taruvus Yavish B'Yavish doesn't have to be three separate pieces that you can juggle. It could be on one piece. I don't know whether it's here, here, there, or there. I don't know where the location. It's also called the Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish. So the Chasam Sofer writes in the Tshuva in Chelek Arachayim, that the letter that was spelled here, it's a Tshuva Chelek Arachayim Kufayin Ches. One of the letters is a Chok Teucha. So the Chasam Sofer says if it's forgotten which one it is, and it's literally Ein Anikar, so then that Samach will be both on all the other Samachs, and you can learn from this Sefer Torah. So that's what this Rav Kotler had a Taina. He doesn't understand that. If the din would be that you can't lay Kriyas HaTorah, if you're laning that pasuk that has that samach that was written by Psul, if that would be the din, and you don't know whether the samach is in Parshas Lech Lecha or Parshas Bishalach or Parshas Hazinu, so then you say it's Batel Chad B'Trei. But it's not only a din that you can't lane that samach that was written by Psul. If you have a Sefer Torah that has anywhere a samach that's written by Psul, The whole Sefer Torah is pasul. Sefer Torah Shchas Reisachas. Whole Sefer Torah is pasul. The Ramah quotes, some say, as long as in your Sefer, I'm laying in Bereishis. As long as Bereishis, everything is Shalom, it's missing a Samach in Hazinu somewhere. But if Bereishis is Shalom, you can lay in Bereishis. But we don't follow that opinion. Or let's say, even if you would follow that opinion, that's a machlokes, whether you follow that opinion. Even if you would follow that opinion, let's say, I know that the Samach is in Parshas Emor, somewhere in Parshas Emor. We were laying on Yontif, or I know it's in Bereishis somewhere. It was the beginning of the year. Somewhere in Chumash Bereishis, there's a Pasul of Samach. So the whole Sefer Bereishis is Pasul. How can you say that it's Batul Chad Betray, and you have a right to lay from any Parsha you want? Chassam Sofer is treating it as if you can only not lane from the Sefer Torah on that pasuk where you have the pasul asamach. No, he tines the whole Sefer Torah is not good. Sefer Torah shachas or isachas. So the whole Sefer Torah, at least that whole Sefer Shalom of Bereishis is pasul. So what shach to say that is batul berayt? That's his tines. So start the tines.
You hold it's only the chumash, but it's in batul berayt.
Four to one. I mean, if I don't remember which chumash, okay, but let's say I know we're somewhere in Bereishis. So then you can't lay anything in Bereishis. That's his time. You can't lay, because the whole Bereishis is pasul. Not just that pasuk that has the pasul of samach. The Sefer Torah is a sefer that's missing one samach, so the whole sefer is pasul.
How long ago over here and our previous case about the Sefer Torah, get over that issue of how do they
get? I don't know. They say that it's like an Issa Balua. They treat it as if only that samach is pasul. The rest of the sefer is good. So since the Sefer Torah is a Chaticha Reiluskab, the Sefer Torah is a Dovash of the Minyan, but the Ois is not, so therefore it's Batl. So that's what the Pischei Tshuva quotes, the Achrayim argue, what do you mean? If you're missing one Ois, so the whole Sefer Torah is possible. Now, the same argument that he has against this Chassam Sefer is the argument that they have against those. Very sure. Anyway, these dinim of tarubas of yavish b'yavish, I just wanted to show it's not just relevant to Yeridei Simen Kufei, it's relevant to Orachai, the Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, the Hilchas Sifrei Torah got mixed up. Okay. What do we have? We had in, if you have two chatichas, we have Ein Bolu Yaitzim HaChaticha LaChaticha Beloi Reiter. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, if you have one tzli and you're brawling one next to the other, see if this is Nevela or Trefo, so then it asks Kedei Netila. If this is a kosher piece of flesh, but it was balea dam, and you washed off all the dam from the surface, but it has a blea of dam in, and then I broil it next to the one that's kosher, we saw main bolo yetzim achaticha lachaticha blei right, and the blea is not going to go out. So it gives an example of Shulchan Aruch, what's an isa machmas atzma, so it says, kego nevela, oi basa b'cholov. So the shach and Yud Zayin has the long arichas. What does it mean by basa b'cholov? It means a piece of cheese is broiling next to a piece of meat. So the cheese goes into the meat kedei netila, and the meat goes into the cheese kedei netila. I have a piece of meat that was cooked in milk, and I washed off the surface. There's no milk on the surface, and then I'm going to broil these two. This piece of meat that's balua micholav next to the piece of meat that's kosher. So the milk shabo is not going to budge. It's not going to budge from the in balo yotz machaticha lebalay reitet. Only the basar shabo is going to go. So this is efshal hafrido. So Epshel L'soch Tawasa, what would you say on Epshel L'afrida? So that's the Machloikas. Achroinim Rishanim, he quotes Machloikas of Rishanim about this. The Bali Atosis and the Rashba had a Machloikas, and a Machloikas Achroinim had a Pasuk. And what's the din by Epshel L'afrida? In the middle of this long shach, of Kot Yud Zayin, he quotes from the Mahari, I think. He's giving a mashal. I think it's from the Mahari, Rabbi Solisim. He has a mashal as takedin. Let's say a girl is wearing a wedding gown, and the gown has a long train that schleps on the floor. And the whole gown is made, let's say, from linen, and they have one thread of wool on the train on the floor. And that part of the gown is never on her body. So he says, it says in Yeridei, Mari quote, it says in Chela Gimel, in Yeridei, in Hilchas Kalai B'Godim, if you have a long beged, that's tzemer, and you have one chuta pishtan at the end, you're not allowed to wear, the whole beged is now declared as a klein, shatnas, you're not even allowed to wear on your body, well, let's say you have a blanket, and at the end of the blanket, there's a little shatnas, but I never use the end of the blanket, I don't need so much of a big blanket, I just use this part of the blanket. The whole blanket is declared as shatnas. If you cut off the part that has the shatnas, so the rest is chozer lehetera, because man is still attached, it's going to be awesome. So just like over there, Epshel HaFrido is Mutter, maybe over here by Basa B'Cholav, true, Kozman that the Basa and B'Cholav are together, the Chaticha is considered Basa B'Cholav. Nisa Machmas Atzma, and if it's a Chaticha Re'ilis Kabeid, I don't say it's only Nisa Balua. No, I say it's a Nisa Machmas Atzma, and it's Chaticha Re'ilis Kabeid is Dova Choshev Dan Potl. But if you succeed in separating it, as Efshel Afrido, then it becomes Ois Basim B'chavim, just like by the Shatnes. Kozman, that it has one Chut of Tzemer, and all Beger Apishtim, the whole Beger is declared as Shatnes. As soon as I cut off that corner, I remove that thread that created the Shatnes, so Efshel Afrido is Chozer Lehatev. So that's the machlokes, the rishonim achronim. What would you say over here by Yevshala Hafrida? Yeah, then there's also Shaila and rishonim and machlokes, the rishonim here. There the Bir Agro quotes it in Membeis. If you have a shiny chelev de mifafeya, the top line on Tzadik Zainam and Aleph. So the Gemara says, if you have usually tzli only asks kedena tila, doesn't ask it past that. But if the dovah shamein, then an as is peskedena tila. So it's an exception. A dovah shaman is an exception to the rule. It goes peskedena tila. So we have another rule. We have a rule. Ein baluah yotze mechaticha lechaticha b'loy roitev. What if the baliyah that's moving around here is a baliyah of a dovah shaman, and it breaks the rule that baliyahs only go in tzli, only goes kedena tila. The dovah shaman chashayne chelev dimefapeya. Maybe it's even mefapeya mechaticha lechaticha b'loy roitev. So that's a machlekes harishonim. So the mechaber is machmana. The Mechaber says, if you have a Siv Zayin, the only time you say one Chatichas is the other Kedei Netila, is V'nisa Machmas Atz, V'nisa Machmas Balua, Ein Balua Yetz Mechaticha Lachaticha B'loi Reitev, unless B'medav Amurim, if it's a Nisu Sheina Mefafeya, but if it's a Nisu Shamein, now just like it goes Kedei Kulas, it goes Mechaticha Lachaticha B'loi Reitev also. The Mechaber passes like that. So the Bir Agroa tells you, in Mem Beis, you should know that this is a big machlek Zarishayim. The Mechaber is being machmer on that. But the others will hold, not so. Yeah, then we spoke about Malicha, whether Malicha, is there a din of Dov Shaman by Malicha, and then is there a din of Pitum if the Iser is not a Dov Shaman, only the Het is a Dov Shaman? Yeah. There's a din of Dovuk. Yeah, we never spoke about that. The din of Dovuk is an important din. The Birak, here it's in Shulchan Aruch. It was a few times. We never read a sif, but it was in Hilchas Melicha you have it, then you have it a few times here. The Simen Kufay and the Ramah sif test, you're going to have the din of Dovuk. Dovuk is only the Ramah holds from Dovuk. The Mechaber doesn't hold from Dovuk. Dovuk is based on Chaticha Nasveila Bishari Surim. It goes like this. Let's say I have a pot of flesh, and a little bit of milk falls into the flesh, and there's roitev, and it's either near or kisa, or it fell into the roitev. Sure, it fell into the roitev, so everything has been starved to be mevatel b'shishim. So wait a minute, what do you mean? Why is everything been starved to be mevatel b'shishim? But first it fell on this chaticha, the piled up flesh, chicken in the pot. And there's a lot of roitev all over, and there's a lid on top. If there's a lid, you don't even need the roitev. Should go all the way to the top because you have a lid, so there's going to be hevel dinika roitev. Fine. But let's say a little milk fell on top of the top piece of meat, and then they made a mistake and they put the lid on. The Rambam even writes, Noyer o mechasa is mutar lechatchila to put it on. That was what the shach worked on. How can it be? So the shach worked some kind of a kula. Explain what the Rambam. I have quoted the Rambam. It's muta lechatchila. It's not a violation of aim about the nisa lechatchila. So the shaila is, but the tipas cholav that falls, true, you're going to have shishim against it. Ultimately, you're going to have shishim, but it's going to take a couple of minutes till the hevel dina karetim is going to be mevald volatam all over the place. So why don't I say that the milk gets absorbed in the top piece first? And that's chaticha atzma nasis nevela. And now it's basa b'cholav into kosher food. And the Mechaber writes, even though he doesn't believe in chaticha nasvela b'shari surim, but if it's basa b'cholav into water, basa b'cholav into flesh, he holds that that's chanan b'basa b'cholav. That's what the shach disagreed. No, that's chanan b'shari surim. So let's say we pass chanan b'shari surim. According to the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber holds chanan b'basa b'cholav into parava. Or into flesh. So the first chaticha that the milk fell on, it's going to take a few minutes till there's going to be mispashit in the whole kedera, you're going to have shishim. So why don't you say, well, initially the milk was mispashit in the top of this chaticha's basar, and that became basar b'cholav. So now I need shishim kereg the whole chaticha. So we don't say like that. That's what Tosfos points out in Chulin. Since it's in a situation that it's so for the Hispashet, so I don't say Chaticha Nasmeila right away now. That's not only Bechanan Bishari Surim, that's even Chanan Bebasa Becholov. We also say like that. The Chol of Chanan Bebasa Becholov is a Chadin Deraisa. So I don't say the milk fell on the top of this Chaticha and I put the lid on, it's going to be Hevel Dina Karet of Zonik B. Ultimately, it's all going to be Mevalbel, the Tam. I don't say, well, right now it became Basa B'chol already. So the top piece that became Basa B'chol is Eina Chazel HaTero. Even though later on the milk will be Nispashet in such a fashion that now I won't be able to taste the Tam B'chol. I should say, she remain also. So you don't say it like that. So that's a klal, not only on Basa B'chol, the Rabban's a klal on Basa B'chol of the Raisim. Whenever it's so far, Lehispashet, the way it is, so you don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela. It's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush, you don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela. So here the Ramah has a Chumrah. What if you have an Issa Dovuk? Let's say I have a piece of meat. I have a lot of pieces of meat in this pot, and they're all cooking a big pot. And one of the pieces of meat, I forgot to cut off the chelev. Absolute chelev de rice. I forgot to cut off the chelev. So in that piece of meat, I do not have shishin against the chelev. But in the whole pot, for sure, I'm going to have shishin against the chelev. So the Ramah has a chumrah. We have to be concerned, maybe by mistake, this piece of meat was hanging. You don't always have the, let's say at the end of the day, after cooking all the meat, then I find one piece of meat, I see I forgot to cut off the chelev on it. And I don't remember the whole hishtal shalus advarim. At the end of the day, I see I have shishin against this bit of chelev. So, but I didn't remember every step of the way what I did. So I have to be concerned, maybe at some part of the day, when the food was cooking, when the flesh was cooking, maybe this piece of meat that has the chelev dovuk to it, maybe this was sitting on the side. Maybe the lid was off. Maybe this was sitting on the side of the pot. And the piece of meat needs its own shishim. Whatever, so for the hispashet, you don't say chaticha nas nevela. Maybe it was sitting on the side without a lid and wasn't going to be so for the hispashet. So then I should say chaticha atzma nas nevela. I have to calculate shishim kineged the whole chaticha that's dovuk to the chelev. Or this whole chum is only according to the Ramah that you say chaticha nas nevela b'shari sur. Maybe it was sitting on the side in such a way that it wasn't so for the hispashet. Maybe if I remember the whole time from the beginning to the end, the lid was on the whole time. The nature of the pot is such that when it's cooking, the lid is attached. You can't even open it. So the vado is the piece of meat that's dovuk with the chela was never sitting on the side. But maybe since it's dovuk to it, and so maybe there's a stronger concentration of a blia of the chela in that piece of meat that it's attached to, as opposed to the rest of the meat in the pot. So the Ramo is machmer on that. We are machmer on Chanan Bishari Surim. So we are machmer to say whenever you have an Issa Dovuk, I don't treat it like Sofal Hispashet. Maybe there's more of a concentration of Tam over here. But again, there are two different reasons for this. Why is there a din of Dovuk? So let's say Lachapan Afkamina, let's say there was a, Shulchan Aruch, they have it earlier. Let's say there was a kosher fish swallowed a treifa fish. And the treifa fish is inside the belly of the kosher fish. So it's not attached to the kosher fish, it's sitting inside the belly. So if you say that the reason for the Issa Dovuk is that maybe by mistake it was sitting on the side and it wasn't so for the Hispashet Imetzias, so then it'll apply even over there. But if you say the reason for the Issa Dovuk is not, let's say a situation where it's impossible that it was sitting on the side. When the pot is closed, then it's locked and you can't open it up. It's impossible to open up the lid. The reason for the Issa Dovuk is because it's naturally connected. The chelev is naturally attached to the piece of flesh. So there's a more of a concentration of a bliya in this chatichas basar than in the rest of the food in the pot. So if you say it like that, then there's a svara to argue the point and say that only applies when the chelev is naturally attached to the flesh. But if you have a non-kosher fish sitting inside the belly of the kosher fish, or you have a sheretz or a worm or a zvulva or something, sitting inside the belly of a kosher fish or something like that, so then it's a pilpul in the poskim and hilchos melicha, whether that's also considered isa dovik or not. But the whole institution of dovik is all based on the assumption that you say chanan b'shari surim. If you don't believe in chanan b'shari surim, so what are you worried about? You know how big the volume of the isa is, so you never have to calculate shishim more than the Yisr. So that's all the Ramah quotes this din of Dovah, because Ramah goes Lishitasa. That's what the Bir Agro explains. The Ramah here, Bir Agro Sivkotin Samachay. The whole din of Dovah is based on Chatich and Asna Vela. So whoever doesn't believe in Chatich and Asna Vela is not going to offer the din of Dovah.
Would one be able to make all in that case of the fish based on the Gra by Chanan by Balua? Because Mitzat Tumah V'Tara, it's definitely
Balua. Oh, that kind of Balua, I don't think so. That's by a live animal. By a live person, by a live animal. A behemoth swallows a ring that's a tohar, and the behemoth goes on the cemetery. So while the animal is alive, whatever is either in the stomach or in the rechem is called balua. But if I think the animal is dead, I don't think that's called balua. I don't think so. Yeah. Then we had Sif Yud Aleph. We discussed it briefly. That we are machmir, that sometimes melich ha'asas kedei kulo. Sometimes Muliachas is Gedei Kulo. When is that? When it's Dovashamim. So it's Mefapeh Gedei Kulo. And even if the Yisr is not a Dovashamim, but the Heta is a Dovashamim, so the Heta is Mefatim the Yisr, then the Yisr is Mefapeh Gedei Kulo. The Mechabah says, the only time an As is Gedei Kulo, don't forget that there's a principle of Tatoi Gova. So it's only if the Yisr is on the bottom, the salty one is on the bottom, and the Tofel is on the top. So then you say tatoi gova, but if it's the reverse, the salty iser is on the top and the tofel is on the bottom, then you say tatoi gova and the ken asik de kula. So we really said that this doesn't. We had a mechaber earlier that the whole idea of tatoi gova doesn't make any sense. Then again, to malicha, so it's the hastir and shulchan aruch. So the shach asked the kasha, hastir glui in the shulchan aruch. So the shach answered that the melicha ases kedei klipa, tzli ases kedei netila. Melicha ases kedei klipa. So melicha only ases kedei klipa. When melicha ases kedei klipa, it doesn't really make a difference whether tatoi or ilavi. But he talking about asrin kedei kuloi, that was a machleik zarishayim. That was a debir agra quoted in Sivkot, wherever it was, Mendes. Sivkot earlier. Forgot already where it was. That there's a machlekes harishonim, the samach base, whether the concept of dov shamein mefafek de kula, whether it applies at all to malicha. So since there is harishonim hold dov shamein does not answer at all kedei kuloi, so even though we hold that it does, as we are chayshis with dov shamein that it does, so according to those harishonim, they'll have to say that there's a difference between iloi and tatoi. Yeah. We said it doesn't make any sense to say, we were explaining the Chama, it doesn't make any sense to say Chilek Tveni Loi Tatoi, the way we were understanding within Taisu Shita. That the whole Machlek, we didn't understand, how can you have a Machlek, the Loi Gova, Tatoi Gova? The place is Kasha, the crazy place is the Kasha. Why don't you test it and experiment to see whether it's nice and tam? So we say, Rav Soloveitchik said, Teretz, it is nice and tam, but that's the cloud the Gemara assumes of Bliya Bechamin, only asses if it's Derech Bishol. It's not Derech Bishol, doesn't ask it. And that's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. Which direction is Derech Bishul? When the Chama is on the bottom, the Chama is on the top. So that machlokes is only in Bishul. But if you have a Bliya B'tzeinen, like Maliach Kiriseach, so then of course it does make a difference, Eloi Tatoi. But that's only that shot in the Gemara only makes sense, Aliba de Taisus. But he pointed out, Eli pointed out, but according to the Ramban and the Rashba, who are Machmer and Klisheni, so they hold that there is no such cloud, that it's totally zebizeh, that a bliya bechamin only asks if it's derech bishul. It's not derech bishul, doesn't ask. They deny that. That's why they hold that a bliya b'klisheni is a kavachayim that it asks. If kavish kemavushal malech kerezeach, so if you have a bliya b'klisheni, it certainly asks. So how do they understand the Gemara, the machlek is tatoi gov, machlek is a metzias? We can't, we are machlek is a metzias. So that's why the Rashba, the Shittos, is the one who says that tatoi gov applies even to malicha. Okay. So we are makel over here because there are so many tzadim lahakel. There's room to say that melicha does nasa more than kedei klipa. There is no din of dov shamin that is mafer kedei kula. So you know a machmer. So then we say, look, if it's tatoi gova, so we'll be makel over there. If the tatoi is a tofel and the melicha is the iloi, so then we'll be makel over there because there are other tzadim lahakel over here.
Okay.
Yeah.
We said before in Sezayin that if you're by Leah Dover Mfafeya, so even though Ain Baluya Tzmechtir El Chatich Belayotiv, but if a Dover Mfafeya, there's a Tzad in the Rishonim that it is mefater. We don't pile on the chumrah that we're not sure what is the davar shaman and davar kachosh today.
Right, we don't. Right, that's a shock point. So we don't put that chumrah together with this. Then there's din halacha lemaisis. See if your base is an important din. They're quoting from the Tosfos. The ein malicha lekelim. Ein malicha lekelim. What does it mean like this? Let's say you have tray for food that's has so much salt on it. Ein anecha machas malchoy. So you have the tray for food touching kosher fish and non-kosher fish. So the tray for fish are touching the kosher fish. Or I saw tray for fish on a wooden table. So the maliach in the nechamachas smoked so much salt will be mavliya the treifus into the other fish, mavliya the bliya of treifus into the wood on the table. Then later on, if you want to decide that you want to make a kosher fish store over here, then you're going to have to kasher the table somehow. Or you're going to have to scrape off. You're going to have to scratch off the upper layer of malich asus kedei klipa. So you have to cut off the upper kedei klipa of the wood from the table. Or you have to kasher it somehow. So there's a din of malicha b'kelim that the malicha makes treif the kli. Just like malicha, the treif of maliach will make treif the tohar tofel, the kosher food that doesn't have any malicham. If the tomei maliach, the tohar tofel, so the tomei maliach, the non-kosher maliach will make treif, so it can make treif another piece of food, or it can make treif a kli. What if it's the reverse? I have a kli that's treif. I cook chaza in a kli. And now I put kosher food in that kli. I'm salting flesh on top of that kli. So do I have to be concerned I put a ton of salt? Do I have to be concerned that the malicha will be moitzi, the bliya from the kli, and it's going to go into the kosher food that I'm salting now? But that's when the Chaber writes, ein malicha b'kelem. What does it mean? There's no din of malicha b'kelem in this direction, that the kli should asa b'malicha, the kosher food. Why? Because the only time there's a din of maliach is if the maliach, if the tummy is maliach. But here the tohar is maliach. The bliyah that's in the kli is not maliach. The bliyah in the kli is a treif of bliyah. So that's the halacha. The malicha never accomplishes that a kli should make treif the food that I put on top of the radei malicha. I salted the cheese on top of the kli and the treif of kelim of the kachavim. The tfusim of the kachavim have a treif of bliyah of chazer in them. So the din is, there's never any malicha b'kelim. That's what the Ramah formulates. Chaba quotes the din from Tosfos, and the Ramah explains, who adin? In the inlach hetta b'shar kli, any hetta that was salted in the kli yisr, so there's no malicha b'kelim to make a treif. Okay, good enough. We covered kemat all of let's see. I'd like to learn, I said already, before we start up Tzadik Vav and Beis, tomorrow morning the B'china is 10 o'clock, okay, so tomorrow afternoon, before we start Tzadik Vav and Beis, I wanted to do Psochim. There's a Gemara there in Psochim that's important. The Gemara talks about Matzah Shira. Amamid Vov Amaram, it's a famous Gemara. Matzah Shiro, the Gemara says, if you mix in Yain Shem and Dvash HaCholov into the dough, a lot of Yain Shem and Dvash HaCholov, and you can taste it. So the Rambam holds only those four are Matzah Shiro. Anything else, according to the Rambam, Meg Matzahs is Kosher LaMahadrin for Shmura Matzah. And in Shulchan Aruch, that opinion is not only not accepted, not even mentioned. They don't even mention the Rambam. So the Rambam takes the Gemara literally, only the Dalet Mashkim, Yain Shem and Vashon Cholov, and the other Rishonim assume that it's a Moshel. So the Gemara says, Akasha, what do you mean? Cholov. Cholov is a shadow of Matzah Shira that you can't use it the first night of Pesach. You're not allowed to make Melechik bread. So the Gemara says, sometimes you are allowed to make Melechik bread. So just like to spend a few minutes on that. What's the din? You're not allowed to make Fleshik bread and Melechik bread. And when is it Mutter? And what's the din if you have on the wrapper? What if the bread is milchig and then you put on the wrapper that is milchig bread? What's it then? Then after we do that, Lamed Vav, no, just a few lines in the Gemara. Then I'd like to start going through this Gemara that we really learned already from Tzadik Vav, the Mishnah and Chulan, Tzadik Vav and Beis, to the Mishnah and Chulan and Kuf and Beis.
Okay.
Tuesday, I'll give you, no, 11.